Former Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill, whose law license was temporarily suspended while in office when the state Supreme Court ruled he criminally battered four women, is running for governor. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Hill joins a crowded Republican primary for the open seat.
Hill had been seen as a rising Republican star before allegations that he groped four women, including a state lawmaker, at a late-night party in 2018. Despite facing calls to resign and having his law license suspended for a month, Hill remained in office before losing re-election at the state Republican Party convention to current AG Todd Rokita. Hill also lost a bid for Congress last year in a private Republican caucus to replace the late Jackie Walorski. In a statement, Hill says he's running for governor because people want a proven conservative leader who is not beholden to Washington, D.C. or special interest groups. U.S. Senator Mike Braun, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, and Fort Wayne businessman Eric Doden are among the other announced Republican candidates. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.